friends. So, after understanding the income from house property, when the property is fully let out during the previous year, and in case when the property is, what do you call it, SOP, self-occupied, and LOP for part of the year, we have covered two methods. Now, we are going to cover how to compute the income from house property in case of the third situation. That is, if the property is let out and remaining vacant during the previous year. That means, we have to understand how to compute the GAV in case when the property is let out for part of the year and for part of the year it was remaining vacant. Let us take an example. Suppose Mr. A lets out the property, house property, from 1st April 2012 to 31st December 2012, 4 rupees 50,000 rent per month. He also paid municipal tax of rupees, say 25,000 per annum. The interest cost is rupees 1 lakh per annum. However, this property was let out from 1-4-2000, which was let out from 1-4-2012 to 31-12-2012 at 50,000 per month, remained vacant on 2013 to 31-3-2013. During this period, the property remained vacant because the tenant has vacated the property. Again, I'll tell you, in this example, Mr. A lets out the house property from 1-4-2012 to 31-12-2012 for monthly rent of 50,000. You know, my dear friends, the previous year is not 31-12-2012. The previous year will end on 31-3-2013. However, the tenant has vacated the property on 1st of Jan 2013 and thereafter Mr. A could not get a tenant. Now, how you will compute the income from house property in case when the property is partly let out and remaining partly vacant during the previous year? Now, let us say it is very simple. Now, here, can we do it like this? Let us compute the income from house property. Once we know how to compute the GAV, the things are very simple. Now in this case, again I'll tell you, the municipal value of the property, municipal valuation I told you, is say rupees 2 lakhs per annum. The fair rent is rupees 2,20,000. That the standard rent is rupees 1,90,000 and the actual rent is rupees, what you call it, 5 lakhs, sorry, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December, 9 months. So it is 4,50,000. 9 months only, because this to this is 9 months. You know, these are the parameters. But in this situation, the GAV shall be taken, the actual rent of the property. If the property is, what do you call it, let out and remaining vacant, and in such case, the GAV shall be actual rent, actual rent, actual rent. So, here the GAV of this property is, what do you call it, 4,50,000. Less municipal taxes, which we assume it has been paid by the tenant, by the owner, Mr. A. The municipal taxes will be allowed as a deduction, 25,000. So now it is 4,25,000. Now, what will happen? Less 30% deduction of NAV. This is NAV. 4,25,000 is NAV. Now 30% of 4,25,000 will be 42,500, 42,500, 42,500, and 42,500. 1,20,000, 1,27,500. Now let us try 4,25,000 into 30%. So 4,2,500 into 3. 1,27,500 will be your, what do you call it, deduction. So 2,97,500 is this, and again you will take interest, because we assume that the loan has been taken in respect of the property. Now the loan is 1 lakh of rupees. Whether interest, so interest is 1 lakh of rupees. That the interest will be allowed as a deduction while computing the income from house property. Whether the interest is paid or payable. Whether the interest is paid or payable. So now the income, total income from house property will be, what do you call it, 1,97,000. So here we have seen that in case the property is let out and vacant, the actual rent shall be the, what do you call it, the GAV. Let us take this example by a different method, by different situation, in a different situation. Now, same example. We say that the property was remaining vacant only for 1 month. If the property is remaining vacant only for 1 month, then also, what do you call it, you will take GAV as, what do you call it, 5,50,000. So this is how we have to do the, what do you call it, computation of income from house property in case the property is let out and vacant during the previous year. Actual rent shall be treated as the, what do you call it, actual rent shall be treated as the GAV under section 23, subsection 1, subsection C of the Income Tax Act. Is that clear, dear friends? So this is how we have to do it. So we have seen that in case of let out and vacant during the same year, previous year, the GAV shall be the actual rent. This is the rule. However, section 23, subsection 1, subsection C says that if the property is let out and remaining vacant for part of the year, and the actual rent is less because of the vacancy, then the actual rent shall be taken. Is that clear? So now, let us take a situation. Now here, in the same situation, let us say the property is let out for rupees 20,000 per month, and it was vacant 4 rupees for 1 month. The municipal value is rupees 3 lakhs per annum. The fair rent is 3,20,000 per annum. The standard rent is 3,10,000. Now the actual rent, what is the actual rent? The actual rent, monthly rent is 20,000. Now the property is vacant for 1 month. So the actual rent for 11 month will be 2,20,000. Because of vacancy. Now, in this situation, what shall you take? The actual rent shall only be taken because the property is remaining let out and vacant. So this is the third method, dear friends. Now the fourth method, which I'm going to deal with, the income from house property. Now in the fourth method, this is my house. This is my house. And I do not let it out. I stay in this house with my family. Now if I stay in this house with family, then this is LOP or SOP. This is SOP, self-occupied property. I am myself occupying the property with my family. Now this will be treated as SOP. Now in case of self-occupied property, I do not earn any rent because it has not been let out. But income tax says that even if you have not let out the house and you have one house which you are owning and in that house you are residing, then under section 23, subsection 2 and 4, this will be treated as self-occupied house. So in case of self-occupied house also, we have to compute the income from house property even we are not generating any income. Now what is the rule? Same procedure. First you have to determine what you call it, the GAV. But in case of SOP, self-occupied house, there is no GAV because nothing rent has been received. So directly in case of SOP, the NAV will be zero. NAV will be zero. Under section 23, subsection 2 says that in case of one house which is occupied for self with the family, now it is not necessary that you should occupy throughout the year. You can stay, you can come, you can stay for 5 days in the year, but are you not occupying it? Yes, it is your house. So if one house, under section 23 subsection 2, if one house is there and which is occupied by the person, then directly we will go to NAV, not to GAV, because GAV shall not be calculated. So NAV shall be zero for this house, less. Now you will not give any deduction of municipal taxes in case of self-occupied house because municipal taxes are reduced from gross annual value. Here there is no GAV, directly NAV. So municipal taxes in case of SOP property, one house, shall not be allowed. Municipal, even it is paid, municipal taxes for one house, which is SOP, self-occupied property, shall not be allowed as deduction. Even you have paid municipal taxes, it shall not be allowed as a deduction. Directly we will go to NAV. You know what is NAV? NAV comes GAV minus municipal taxes. But there is no GAV. The question of municipal taxes as deduction does not arise. Directly the NAV shall of one house will be zero less deductions. Now the first deduction in your calculation method is deduction under section 24A, that is 30% of NAV. But since the NAV itself is zero, the question of calculation of 30% does not arise. Now second deduction is interest paid or payable. In this case, if the house is SOP and if the loan is taken, after 1/4/1999, and the construction of the house is completed, constructed or purchased within 3 years of the end of the financial year in which the loan is taken, then the interest shall be allowed maximum to the extent of 1,50,000. So in case of SOP, if you have taken a loan, the whatever may be the amount, you may pay interest 5 lakhs, you may pay interest 7 lakhs, but the deduction cannot exceed 1,50,000. So the total deduction from income from house property shall be maximum. In case of one SOP, the interest which is, what you call it, paid for acquisition or construction of the house cannot exceed to 1,50,000. Provided the loan is taken after 1/4/1999. So, but if the loan is taken not for acquisition, not for construction, but for repairs, for renewals, for reconstruction, then the maximum amount of interest in case of SOP, if the loan is taken for repairs, reconstruction, not for acquisition, then the maximum interest shall be allowed only to the extent of 30,000. Again, I will make a table for you so that the things will be very clear. So very simple, the NAV of one house shall always be zero, provided that one house is used for self-occupation and the section applicable is section 23, subsection 2. Now, when NAV is zero, the question of allowing the municipal tax does not arise because municipal taxes are deductible from GAV. Here, the GAV is not required. Directly we are jumping to NAV. Is that clear? Now, let us talk about interest aspect in one SOP, self-occupied property. Dear friends, please understand, when the property is let out, or when the property is fully let out, or when the property is let out and SOP also for part of the year, or when the property is let out and vacant, any amount of interest shall be allowed, whether it is 5 lakhs, whether it is 50 lakhs, whether it is 5 crores, provided the interest is applicable. However, in case of self-occupied property, And that too in case of one self-occupied property. Interest shall not be allowed, interest shall not be allowed any amount. Now how the interest shall be allowed in case of one house property, we bifurcate into two parts. The loan is taken prior to 1/4/1999. If the loan is taken prior to 1/4/1999, whether it is for repairs, whether it is for renewal, whether it is for construction, whether it is for purchase, the maximum amount of deduction shall be 30,000 in case of SOP property. The loan taken prior to 1/4/1999, prior, before 1/4/1999, then whatever is the reason, whether it is repairs, whether it is reconstruction, whether it is purchase, whether it is construction, the maximum amount of interest shall be allowed only 30,000, 30,000, 30,000. However, if the loan is taken after 1/4/1999 and the property is constructed, is acquired or constructed within 3 years from the end of the financial year in which the loan was taken. If the loan is taken after 1/4/1999 and the property is acquired or constructed within 3 years from the end of the financial year in which the loan was taken after 1/4/1999, in case of acquisition and construction, if it is acquisition or construction, the maximum amount of interest cannot be more than 1,50,000. So prior to 1/4/1999, 30,000 only deduction will be allowed. After 1/4/1999, for purchase of the house or for construction of the house, 1,50,000 interest will be allowed as a deduction. But for repairs, now third aspect, if the loan is taken after 1/4/1999 for repairs, then in case of SOP property, then maximum amount shall be allowed 30,000 only. So the interest will be allowed only 30,000 if the loan is taken after 1/4/1999 for repairs of the house. Now what happens? If the loan is taken after 1/4/1999 for construction of the house and in the same previous year after construction of the house needed repairs, again another loan was taken. Now the question arises, shall the assessee get 1,50,000 for acquisition plus 30,000, that is 1,80,000, or shall the assessee get the total maximum 1,50,000. In such a case, if the loan is taken for a construction as well as the loan is taken for repairs for one SOP, that under section 23 subsection 2, read with section 24 subsection B, the maximum interest cannot exceed more than 1,50,000, 1,50,000, 1,50,000. Is that clear? So this is how we have to understand the concept of SOP property, self-occupied property. Now, can we say that if the house property is SOP, then and the loan is taken after 1/4/1999 for construction or acquisition of the house, the maximum deduction will be allowed to the extent of 1,50,000. So can we say that income from house property In case of self, one self-occupied property shall always be negative, and the maximum loss will not be more than 1,50,000. Is that clear? This is how we have to understand the concept. Now, we have seen that the assessee, if he owns one house for himself, then the interest shall be allowed maximum to the extent of 1,50,000, provided the loan is taken after 1/4/1999. But what happens when the assessee owns more than one SOP, meaning thereby, I have got one house at place A, house number one, this is my house, and this is also my house, house number two. Now, I stay with my family in this house, as well as I also stay sometimes in this house, but I have not let out. I am using both the houses for my occupation, for my self-occupation. In earlier example, under section 23, subsection 2, we had only one house for self-occupation. Here, I have got, suppose, more than one house. It may be two, it may be three, it may be five. In this case, how you will determine the GAV? In this case, the GAV shall be determined as under. GAV shall be determined for any of one house. The GAV, the NAV shall be zero. You can take this, you can take this, anyone. And the deduction of interest shall be maximum 1,50,000. So this will be minus figure 1,50,000 income from house property for house number one, because we have treated his SOP. In this case, this is also SOP, but in income tax, even it is SOP, it will be treated as deemed let out. That means, under section 23, subsection 4, if the assessee owns more than one SOP, then any one SOP of the house, any one of the houses will be treated as SOP, and rest of the houses shall be deemed let out. What is the meaning of deemed? Deemed means as if it is actually let out. It is not actually let out, but Act will say that we will treat it as if it is actually let out. Let us understand by way of an example. Now we take two houses, and I will solve the practical problem on these two houses. Here, any one will be treated as SOP, and others will be treated as deemed LOP. Suppose Mr. A owns two houses. House number one, the municipal value, everything will be given. The municipal value is, say, 2 lakhs. The fair rent is rupees 2,20,000. The standard rent is rupees, 2,40,000. And actual rent is nil, because the house is SOP. Now, municipal tax for this SOP house for this year was rupees, say, 30,000 per annum. And the interest, we assume that the loan is taken after 1/4/1999. The interest for this house is rupees 2 lakhs for the year. So these are the details available for house number one. Now let us go for house number two, which is also SOP. The details are municipal value 2,40,000, fair rent 2,30,000, standard rent not applicable, actual rent not applicable, because here also the house is SOP, so rent is not, there is no question of rent. Now the municipal tax is, say, rupees 40,000, and the interest is rupees 1,60,000. Interest is 1,60,000. Now the question arises, out of these two houses, any one of your choice, that is either this or that, will be, the NAV shall be zero, and the rest, second house, will be treated as if it is deemed let out, as if it is actually let out. Even it is not actually let out, but the act will consider, act will calculate the GAV on the basis as if it is actually let out. Now we know the formula for SOP. Now in this example, we can't say that let's take this as SOP as zero and this is actually as deemed let out. No, we have to calculate which one is beneficial for the assessee, because it is option, it is his option as to which house he should take as SOP and which house he should take as deemed LOP. Let us understand. Now, if I am there, I will, let us assume that house number 1 is SOP. Now, if house number 1, let us say SOP under section 23 subsection 2, house number 1 is SOP. Once the house number 1 is SOP, you know the NAV directly we will calculate, it is 0, less deductions, municipal taxes will not be allowed. Why? Because if NAV is 0, no municipal tax is allowed in case of one house property under section 23 subsection 2. Now deduction here will be only in respect of interest, because 30% you can't allow, because 30% of 0 will be 0. So interest is 2 lakhs rupees. Now tell me, what will be the maximum interest allowed? We go on the presumption that the loan is taken after 1/4/1999 in both the houses. Now the interest, even if it is actually paid or payable 2 lakhs rupees, we will get the deduction of only 1,50,000. So maximum interest in case of one house property will be 1,50,000. So income from house property is at a loss of 1,50,000. Now, if this is the fourth house, now let us go for the second house. Dear friends, second house, you know, is nothing but, now we will assume house number 2 as deemed LOP, DLOP. Now what is deemed LOP? It is not actually let out, but it by fiction, by fiction, it shall be treated as if it is let out, even though actually it is not let out. Now in case of this, if it is let out fully, we will assume that it is fully let out. And how to calculate the GAV of a house which is fully let out? You know very well, section 23, 1A, section 23, 1B shall be applicable. Let us try. So municipal value, fair rent, whichever is higher, 2,40,000. Standard rent is not applicable, so we will not go for it. So, whichever is higher, that is 2,40,000 will be higher. So GAV for this house shall be 2,40,000. Because it is deemed LOP, even though it is SOP, it will be treated as if it is fully let out. So same calculation which we did when the property is fully let out. Less, shall you get municipal taxes as a deduction here? In this case, yes. Because now all the provisions of let out property shall be applicable. So the municipal taxes, we assume that have been paid by the owner only. Yes, assume that you have paid by the owner only. It has been paid by the owner. So 2 lakhs is your NAV. Shall you get the deduction under section 24A? In case of 24A, 30% of NAV? Yes, I will get the 30% of NAV as a deduction, which is, what do you call it, 60,000. And further, I will also get the deduction of 1,60,000. Shall I get 1,50,000? Or shall I get the full deduction beyond 1,50,000? Here I got 1,50,000 because it was SOP. Here it was SOP, but under the Act it will be treated as deemed LOP. All the provisions of the Act shall be applicable in this case. So I will get the full interest as a deduction. It will not be restricted to 1,50,000. I will get the deduction of 1,60,000. Now, the total deductions are 2,20,000. Now, the income from house property from second house will be, what you call it, 20,000 loss. So, can I say that in this combination, house number 1 is getting the loss of 1,50,000, house number 2 is getting the loss of minus 20,000, so the total loss from house property is 1,70,000. Now suppose my salary is 8 lakhs rupees. Or my salary is 8,70,000 rupees. Can I set off this 1,70,000 against my salary income? Yes. Now my salary income was 8,70,000 minus 1,70,000. I will be liable to pay tax on, what you call it, difference of the amount. Is that clear? That is 7 lakhs rupees. Can I go ahead? So this is how you have to understand. But this is one permutation combination. Now let us reverse the situation. So in case of this, if I treat house number 1 as SOP and house number 2 as deemed LOP, I get the total loss of 1,70,000. Now, if I treat house number 2 now, second combination, house number 2, let us treat it as SOP, and house number 1 will be treated as deemed LOP. We will reverse the situation. We want to know as to whether how much amount we will get the maximum deduction. Our interest is to get the maximum loss. Now here, if house number 2 is SOP, then NAV shall obviously be 0. The deduction shall also be 1,50,000. So this will remain same. But if house number 1 is now deemed LOP, now what is the GAV of house number 1? Now house number 1 shall be treated as deemed LOP. All the provisions of deemed LOP shall be applicable. Now please tell me, what is the GAV here? High, low, high. So what is high? Between municipal rent and fair rent, 2,20,000. And this is more than this, so this will be neglected. So can I say that the GAV for the house number 1, now in second situation, we are treating at GAV, that house number 1 as deemed LOP. Now the GAV for house number 1 shall be 2,20,000, dear friends. Now, shall I get the municipal taxes as deduction? Yes, now it is, house number 1 is deemed LOP. I'll get the deduction. So, municipal taxes will be allowed as a deduction, 30,000. So, what is the amount, sir? you will get the total amount of 1,90,000. Now, what shall be the 30% of 1,90,000? 30% of 1,90,000 is 19,000 into 3, 57,000. 1,90,000, 30%. Shall you get the interest of deduction? Now the interest, now it is deemed LOP. Now the interest is 2 lakhs. Shall you get 1,50,000 or shall you get 2 lakhs? You shall get the full deduction of 2 lakhs only. Now what is the total amount, sir? 2,57,000 is your total deduction here. Now, what is the negative figure? 2,57,000 minus 1,90,000. 67,000 is your net loss. Now, under second combination, house number 2, which is now SOP, is giving you 1,50,000. And house number 1, which is now your deemed LOP, is giving you the total negative amount of rupees 67,000. Now, in earlier combination, the total negative income from house for both the houses were minus 1,70,000. In this combination, it is 2,17,000. Which option shall you exercise? Which house shall you treat it as deemed LOP and which house shall you treat it as SOP? You can't make a choice like this, whatever you like. You have to calculate as to which is the maximum benefit giving to the assessee. Here, the loss is 2,70,000. I will opt for this combination. Now, because my salary is suppose 8,70,000. Now, I will pay the tax on the difference of this 8,70,000 minus 2,17,000. I will pay the tax on 6,53,000. Earlier, I paid the tax on 7 lakhs rupees. Now, I will pay the tax on 6,53,000. This is beneficial to me. Less the income, less the tax. Are you understanding? More the deduction, less the income, less the income, less the tax. So, in this combination, I will prefer house number 2 as SOP and house number 1 as deemed LOP. Is that clear? This is how we have to calculate the deductions under deemed LOP.